Kia ora, ko moia wa tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Te Pāti Māori wants to shift 1 billion of Oranga Tamariki's 1.5 billion budget to a new independent mokopuna Māori authority. Co-leader Debbie Ngārewa Packer says state care has been used as a colonising tool to sever mokopuna Māori from their whakapapa and to undermine culture and sovereignty. It has also exposed them to abuse and racism. She says the new authority will establish a partnership network across hapū, iwi and Māori organisations to ensure mokopuna Māori remain connected to their whakapapa. Because 70% of kids in state care are Māori, 70% of the budget needs to shift. While the authority is being established, it would reform Oranga Tamariki, close down its care and protection residences and stop the uplift of mokopuna without whānau, hapū and iwi consent. A criminologist says the use of the term youth justice perpetuates judicial inequality. Ronald Kramer from the University of Auckland Waipapa Taumatarau says youth crime and youth justice are vague terms that circle around societal issues of inequality and institutional racism. Inequality creates conditions for unlawful behaviours to breed.
Housing, cost of living, affordability, access to food, but you know, all of that bigger picture stuff. All of that kind of falls by the wayside and, you know, we're just focused on correcting or changing certain behaviours or whatever the case may be.
Both major parties have made a big deal of their youth crime policy, with Labour announcing the establishment of two new specialist youth justice units in Auckland and Christchurch. Rangatahi and the Growing Up in New Zealand study are to be asked about their experiences in the Auckland anniversary floods and Cyclone Gabrielle. Research Director Sarah Jane Payne says the special one-month extreme weather survey will include both an online questionnaire and some face-to-face interviews. She says understanding the lived experiences of rangatahi and their whānau could help planning for future emergencies.
So if we can use some of our networks to ensure that rangatahi voices and their experience of the weather events are being heard by those decision-makers, then what we want is for the system to learn what to do better next time.
A South Auckland playground now boasts the country's tallest play tower. Hayman Park in the middle of Manukau City has reopened after a $10.8 million renovation. Auckland Councillor Alf Filipina says a project that size was beyond the resources of the Otara Papatoetoe local board. So there were also contributions from council-controlled organisations and from land sales.
The pūtea has come from the region to say we need to put a destination park in South Auckland. And Manukau with Hayman Park, with the existing skate park and some of the areas that were put in previously, that's why they ended up putting in the $10 million.
There's facts, eh? There's actual facts. What on earth? Also in the south, the Mangere Otahuhu local board is working with Mana Whenua on a proposal to build a destination playground at the David Longi Park. And that's your Wātea English News.